Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever watched one of the award programs on TV? Maybe it was the Academy Awards, or the Grammy Awards, or the Dove Awards. Whenever you see the entertainers receiving their award, who's the first person they want to thank? Besides God and Jesus Christ, of course, if they do that, who is the first person they like to give thanks to? Well, if you said their mom, you are correct. In most cases, the entertainers will say, "Mom, thank you so much for all of your support. I love you so much. Thank you for taking me to all of the practices. Thank you for giving me all of the encouragement. I love you so much." And that's called giving a shout out to mom. That's the modern day vernacular, giving a shout out to mom. The same thing happens whenever you see an athlete. Perhaps he scores a touchdown or slams the ball in basketball, a great, fantastic dunk. And the cameras are focused on him, and just for that split second while he can say something, he says, "Hey mom, how you doing? That one was for you." That's right, usually it comes down to mom. People want to give a shout out to mom because there's that special bond and connection between a mom and her children. Well, Jesus gave a shout out to his mom also. And when did he do that? Well, he did that, actually, while he was on the cross, while he was in the most dire straits that you could ever imagine, suffering incomprehensible pain, facing imminent death. And yet he was so full of love and so focused that when he saw his mother, he gave a shout out to her. At least, let's read about that in John chapter 19. And this is in verses 25 through 27. This is John chapter 19. In verses 25 through 27. "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene." So three Marys were there. "And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.'" See, that was the shout out. He said, "Woman, behold your son," pointing to the disciple whom he loved. And this disciple, of course, was John, the Apostle John. "Then he said to John, his disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home." So you see there that Jesus took care of his mom. He was so full of love and so focused on serving other people that when he saw his mom, his first thought was, "I need to find someone who can help provide for her like I did." And now I have a question for you. Have you made arrangements to provide for your parents? Perhaps, and this is a sad thing to think about, but perhaps you will die before your parents do. If you do, have you made arrangements for them? The first thing you should be doing is you should be praying for them, praying that God will give them an entrance into heaven, if of course they have not already given their hearts to the Lord, or just pray for them that they will remain steadfast in the Lord if they have already given their hearts to the Lord. So praying for them would be the first thing. Also, of course, you could, as Jesus did, find either relatives or friends, someone that you love and someone that loves you, someone that you could entrust the welfare of your mom and your dad to. You could find someone like that and say to them, "You know, if anything were ever to happen to me, I pray that you would step in and take care of my mom. Just visit her occasionally, you know, see what she needs, just be a friend to her." Have you thought about that? Have you made preparations in that way? But there's also the possibility that your parents may continue to live, you may continue to live, into their old age. And so perhaps you should consider long-term disability insurance for them so that they don't have to go to a nursing home. They can be taken care of in your own home. Now, if you have your parents in a nursing home, I'm not trying to give you a guilt trip. Perhaps that's all that you could afford. And if you've done the best to honor your mother and father, to try to take care of them, if they're in a nursing home, just make sure that they're in the best nursing home that you can find. Make sure that you visit them all of the time. Let those people know that you care about them, and then they'll care about them all the more. But if you have the finances, then please consider long-term disability insurance for them. Now, that's not something that I sell. I'm not trying to make any money off of that, but I just think that it's a good idea, and I'm not trying to meddle in your business. I just want to provoke you to thought, to see if you are honoring your mother and father like Jesus did to his mother. And in fact, speaking of honoring your mother and father, we know that that's one of the commandments from God, and that's a commandment that has a promise with it. Do you know what that promise is? Well, let's read about that in Ephesians the 6th chapter and in verse 2. And this is, of course, just a repetition of the same commandment that's found in Exodus the 20th chapter. But I want to read from Exodus the 6th chapter and verse 2, because this is in the New Testament. This is a new covenant promise that God gives us. It says, "Honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment with promise." Now, what is the promise? "That it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth." Now, you might be thinking, well, Jesus honored his mother and father, but he only lived for 33 and a half years. That's certainly not living long on this earth. But perhaps you've forgotten that Jesus Christ is now eternal. And when he returns to the earth to set up his kingdom, he will rule on the earth for 1,000 years. And then even after that, it says that the heavens will come down to earth, and God, the Father and the Son, will make their abode on earth. So Jesus will live forever on the earth. And that's a mighty long time. And we have that same promise. So please do honor your mother and father. Give a shout out to your mom, always recognizing who she is and what she has done for you. And I hope you have that kind of loving relationship with your mom and with your dad. Now, Jesus had brothers and sisters, but John must have had something special, because Jesus said to his mother, "Behold your son," referring to John, not to his brothers and sisters. Now, I'm not trying to slight Jesus' brothers and sisters, but John must have had something special. And what was that that was special about the Apostle John? Well, the Apostle John is known as the Apostle of Love. And why is that? Well, partially because Jesus talks about him in that way, but also because out of all of the writers in the Bible, John speaks about love more than anyone else. In John's writings, love is mentioned 47 times. Now, David is a man after God's own heart, right? But David only talked about love 23 times, and that's in the book of Psalms. Now, I say only 23, that's a lot of times, and indeed he is a man after God's own heart. But John spoke about love 47 times, whereas David spoke about love 23 times. And the Song of Solomon. This is Solomon's song of love, probably to the Queen of Sheba. He mentions, in this love song, he mentions love also 23 times. So you see what I'm getting at. John was filled with love. He thought about love so much. He was love. And that's been the theme of our program, that God is love, and John, by the way, wrote that twice, in fact, in 1 John the 4th chapter, that God is love. Now, if God is love and God is in us, then we must be love. And so that's the type of person that Jesus recognized in John, that he was the apostle of love. And that's why he entrusted his mother to the apostle John. So another question, are you that type of person? Are you the type of person that someone can come to and say, "Listen, out of all people I know, I want you to be the one to look after my mom if something were to happen to me"? That would be such a great honor and a great privilege if people would come to us and ask us that. Are you that type of person? Well, that's what I'm praying for, that I can be that type of person, that's for sure. Now, another thing that's very interesting about this story is that Mary adopted John, and John adopted Mary. Again, John took Mary into his home and took care of her. And Mary, of course, accepted what Jesus said when he said, "Behold, your son." So they adopted each other. And adoption is a wonderful concept that's talked about in the Bible. And let's turn over to Galatians, the 4th chapter, and we'll read verse 4. This is Galatians, the 4th chapter, and we'll start in verse 4, because this talks about adoption. And it says, "When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son," which is referring to Jesus, of course, "made of a woman," this is Mary, of course, his mom, "made under the law. And he did that to redeem them that were under the law." Now, this term "under the law" means really that we were under the penalty of the law, because it says that the wages of sin is death, and that sin is the transgression of the law. So we were under the influence or the power of the law to kill us, because the wages of sin is death, and sin is the transgression of the law. So it says that he was made under the law, under this type of system where if we sin, we die, and he was made this way to redeem them that were also under this same system. If you sin, you die. And he did that so that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." See, now we can call God our Father, because we have been adopted into the family through the death of Jesus Christ. So we are no longer a servant, but a son. And because we are sons, we are now an heir of God through Christ. So everything that Christ has, we will have. Christ has eternal life, we will have eternal life. Christ will inherit the earth, we will inherit the earth. Christ will rule on the earth, we will rule on the earth. Everything that Christ has, we have, because we have been adopted through Christ. And then in Ephesians, the 1st chapter, and in verse 3, this is Ephesians, the 1st chapter, in verse 3 it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." Now catch this, he chose us before the foundation of the world. Why? "So that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children." And he did this through Jesus Christ. So again, we have been predestined. God had this in mind before the foundation of the world to give us adoption, to bring us into his family. And oh, what a wonderful, wonderful Father we have, and so much love that we have from our Father. And now finally, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, this is Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." That's a loving, endearing term. And so the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And that is so wonderful, my friends, to know again that everything that Christ has, we will have. And in fact, Christ has the love of the Father, so we also have the love of the Father. And since God is love, if God is in us, then we must be love. And so I hope that just as Jesus gave a shout out to his mom and took care of his mom, even though he was suffering and about to die on the cross, he loved his mom and focused on his mom. And I hope that in the same way, you will focus on your mom and on your dad. So give a shout out to dad, give a shout out to mom, love them as Jesus loved his mom.